Okay. Go ahead.
I'd like to call the regular meeting of the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen for Thursday, December 14th, 7:01. Can we please rise and pledge allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic, which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call, please.
Mr. Newberg. Ms. Petrici.
Here.
Ms. Vidomsky.
Here.
Ms. Ferris.
Here.
Mr. Kurtica.
Present.
Mr. Sill.
Here.
Mr. Chevarella.
Here.
Ms. Smith.
Here.
Mr. Hyder.
Here.
Mr. Mayor, the records should reflect there are 9 members present, so you have a quorum.
Thank you, sir. Nice to have everybody on board tonight. So it's great everybody was able to make it. So thank you all for coming here tonight. Additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda.
Mayor, I have a few.
Okay.
For deletions, number 9.1. And for the proposed corrections, 8.1 should say move to adopt 2024 regular meeting schedule of the full Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen. And the other correction is 8.5, just a little addition onto it. Move to grant Three Saints Orthodox Church of Ansonia permission to use the Derby Fishing Pier to bless the Housatonic and Naugatuck Rivers on Sunday, January 7th, 2024 at 12 p.m., contingent upon providing proof of insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. I'll make that in the form of a motion.
Motion by Sarah. Your second?
Second.
Second by Ron. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Number 5, public portion. Anybody from the public like wish to speak? Please state your name and address for the record, please.
501 Roosevelt Drive, Derby. I just want to say congratulations to all the newly elected officials. And I also want to just thank the mayor for reaching out to Naugatuck Valley COG, where I work. To looking for some assistance during the transition. I will be here for between 4 and 6 weeks just to help the mayor get his bearings and get started. It's been a really productive first couple of weeks. So just for those of you that don't know me, I used to be the chief of staff here, and I will be available for regular general governmental assistance over the next couple of weeks. So nice to meet all the new people, and I look forward to speaking.
Thank you, Andrew. Anybody else in the public like to speak?
16 Derby Avenue. Welcome aboard, everybody. And I'm glad to see that the mayhem is over with. And I hope that we will overhaul some of the rules, specifically with the public portion, so that the First Amendment may be welcomed here once again, rather than being suppressed like it was in the past at many of the meetings. And good luck dealing with the state.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else in the public wish to speak? Anyone else in the public wish to speak? Third and final time, anybody else in the public wish to speak?
Yes, Karen Chemises, I'm calling on Zoom.
Hi, Karen, how are you?
I am very well. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And welcome to everybody else that's there. I would have liked to have been there personally, but life goes on. So here I am on Zoom. It would be wonderful if I could see your faces as well. So one of your priorities, I hope, is to get that camera system working. Because number one, it's hard just looking at blank boxes here. And number two, it's getting cold outside. So I like sitting in my kitchen and talking to you guys. But I'm looking forward to very prosperous and very ambitious 2 years. So best of luck to you all.
Thank you so much. And we are working on getting the camera system up and running. Anybody else in the public like to speak? Anyone else in the public like to speak? Third time? Last time? Anybody from the public? Go ahead.
Mark Anthony, the fellow to be funny over the street. It's going to go by quick.
Thank you. Anyone else like from the public like to speak? Anyone else in the public like to speak? Third and final time. Anybody else from the public like to speak?
Hearing none, public portion is now closed. Number six, before we move on to number six, we will be explaining some of the things on the agenda tonight for the new people so that you understand what we're doing and why they're on the agenda. Myself and Mark will be doing that for you guys. So as we get to things, we'll explain things so you understand a little better. Administrative appointments, 6.1.1, approval of minutes to December 2nd, 2023 special meeting. Second. Motion made by Ron, seconded by Sarah. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 6.2, 6.2.1, refund of taxes. Move to approve tax refunds in the amount of $5,394.70 dated December 12th, 2023. So this is when people would maybe trade in their car or sell their car and they got charged for the whole year and they would look for reimbursement if they didn't have the car for the whole year and or real estate, things like that. Okay. So do I have a motion? Motion made by Rob. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Amy. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 6.3, appointment of boards and commissions, no action. Number seven, committee reports, no action. New business. Move to adopt the 2024 regular meeting schedule of the full board of aldermen, alderwomen. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Made by George Kurtka. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Sarah. Any discussion?
Mr. Mayor, if I just might, pursuant to the statute, this is a requirement that you adopt a regular meeting schedule. And at your regular, there are three types of meetings that you could have. A regular meeting, which is posted at the beginning of the year, in January, for everyone to see. By having regular meetings, it allows you to add or add things to an agenda the night of the meeting with a 2/3 vote. Then there's also special meetings, which when they're posted, they could only be transact business with the with whatever's on the posted agenda. So this is set for the second Thursday at 7 o'clock. If there's discussion or thought, if you wanted to make it earlier or later, but when you adopt it, then that's set for the year.
Any question on that? Did we vote? all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion carries. 8.2, planned maintenance service contract for Payton Fieldhouse. Move to approve planned maintenance service contract for Payton Fieldhouse with Controlled Air, Inc., with recommendations from Corporation Counsel, and approve a bid waiver for this contract as they are an existing vendor of the City of Derby. Do I have a motion?
So moved, Sarah.
Made by Sarah, second. Second by Rob. Any discussion?
Just one correction in the fourth paragraph down where it says the contact prices for the contract.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 8.3, bid waiver, Water Pollution Control Authority. Foreign air rotary crust dewatering system. Move to waive bidding process for a Watering Pollution Control Authority to purchase a foreign air rotary crust dewatering system because it is a sole source vendor in the amount of approximately $625,000. Do I have a motion? Do I have a second? Second, Mayor. Discussion. Mr. Walsh, would you like to?
We have an existing crisis that we've resolved temporarily. We don't have a long-term solution. We don't buy something in place now. God forbid this is all pressed for down again. In your package, you can see the cost that we would incur on a daily basis. We're trying to get ahead of it by purchasing this equipment, which we believe is not only superior to what we have now, but it will go into the preferred building when we move out of it in the next couple of years. So this is not just a temporary fix, it's a long term solution to the yes. I'm not an expert. Ed Abel here is our super plant supervisor. If you have questions about the technical aspects, I would ask you directly to him because, you know, since the last meeting, we brought in the unit. Okay, the company came down with the unit. It was put in place. Ed and his crew operated it. It was more efficient than the existing system. It's safer. It's cleaner. Right now, I don't see any downside to it. Only a positive. And even with that, I hope that the existing footprint doesn't fail anytime soon because it can take us up to 9 months to get this into place. But let me defer to Ed because he's the expert.
Mabel, anything to add? Any questions for either gentleman?
So this temporary fix is going to be in place until the new one comes in, or is this temporary fix going to be the one that we're confirmed?
It will go in and we'll go. So if we're not buying something temporary, we'll be in the and there won't be another one in the build. We will have two and this is all done. But there seems to be a way to complete this after this is all quite stable. You can see the additional cost that we would have done. Basically every day for the sludge removed from the trauma.
This comes out of WPCA funds?
This will come out of the bond for our friends. Okay. From 2014, part of the plant upgrade. So we're 14 now, we can approve the plant hopefully after the first year, so we can get going now. I don't want to tell you it's bad news, but you don't have enough money for you. Before he does the next 5 to 10 years. Pay attention to the folks because you see a lot of things to come.
Any other questions?
This company is the only company that makes this press, or lack of terminology.
There is another company that makes something similar.
But my concern, I guess, I haven't had a chance to look through everything. If something breaks or we have a problem with this, they get to set the price on replacing it if they're the only company that's making this one. I mean, that's obviously save money now, but if it's down the road, we charge you $600,000, now it's $2 million to replace or something else. And that's, are there other companies that can fix it, work with it, or?
I'm sure there are. We haven't been able to pay for it in the past. We have to work with parts in Canada. There's a minimum work parts that have cost to
in that second page there with the savings that based on this new system being in place, $316,000 a year.
Yes,
obviously, after a couple of years, they will pay for itself.
Yes,
it's a no-brainer. Okay, thank you.
What's the expected lifespan on this? There period of time we should expect that it's in good working condition, or
certainly seems like you've done your homework on it, so we appreciate you doing that. And
Again, I want to start this space for our work. This is a closed system. and we also expect to be a major adjustment in stuff. But you don't have the proposed to the better product.
I can't hear anybody. It's breaking up bad.
Okay. Any other questions? Yeah, Mr. Kirk.
So, we approve this. It's 9 months before we get it.
Well, that's the expected time frame. If they have to manufacture it. And then we'll have to have engineering and design for work themselves, and then the actual stuff. So, you know, if we left them out for 9 months, then I think it's supposed to be kind of into that.
And then, so in the meantime, we have something in place that, God forbid, something should happen.
Any other questions?
Mr. Gravel? Yeah, if there's no questions, I will wait for it. Just so the board is aware, and I'm sorry I didn't say this, the previous item as well. What you're being asked to do is to waive the bid. So pursuant to our charter, there are certain thresholds for bidding. We'll get you a copy of the charter. Sorry that we didn't do that, but we're waiting for a couple supplies to bind the books. So there are thresholds for bidding for small items and then for larger items like this one. There are provisions within the charter that allow the board to waive the bidding process with six affirmative votes of the board. There's also provision that you don't have to go out to bid if it's on a state bid list, but if it's a sole source, like this is being represented, and there's documentation in your packet that the WPCA has vetted in a very thorough way, in my observation. But there, if it's a sole source or if it's some other reason, like an existing bidder bid, like the contract for controlled air, that's what before you tonight is just to waive the bid so that they could get the process going, and then a contract will come back that the Corporation Council will review, which you're responsible for approving contracts as well. So just to expect that probably sooner than later, because time is of the essence. But the question before you tonight is whether you're going to allow them to waive the bid based on the fact that this is a sole source item.
Thank you, Mr. Garpal. Any other questions? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Abel and Mr. Wong. 8.4, authorized World War I cannon at Veterans Memorial at 2 Atwater Avenue. Move to authorize John H. Collins, Post 24, American Legion Department of Connecticut, to maintain the World War I cannon at the Veterans Memorial at 2 Atwater Avenue. Do I have a motion? Motion made by Sarah, second? Second by Robin. Any discussion? So, Mark, again, this is the...
We own the building. Those of you that know the city of Derby, one of the icons of the city of Derby is the cannon at the corner of Atwater and Seymour Avenue. Been there since the city acquired the building shortly after World War II, when it was converted from being a Unitarian church, as historian Mr. Walsh would tell you, to the Veterans Memorial in the city of Derby. That cannon's been there forever. It's been restored through volunteer efforts of at least two or three times that we can remember in the last 40 years, including the Boy Scouts and then the Veterans Organization as well. So the federal government called us and said that there's no veterans group in place that was the holder of this cannon. So we needed to go through the hoops with the federal government. The long story short is that the John H. Collins Post number 24 of the American Legion is going to be the holder of the cannon. But because the city owns the building, you are the control all the real estate, so you need to approve having this cannon that's been there for nearly 100 years to be able to stay there, which I'm sure everybody wholeheartedly endorses. And really through the efforts of the Mr. Barsanek of the American Legion spent our federal tax dollars very well, because he spent tons of hours as a volunteer speaking to the federal government on this most important issue. So that's what's before you tonight.
Any questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Garofalo. 8.5. Move to grant Three Saints Orthodox Church of Ansonia permission to use the Derby Fishing Pier to bless the Housatonic and Naugatuck Rivers on Sunday, January 7th, 2024 at 12 p.m., contingent on providing proof of insurance. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Made by Mr. Kurtica. Second?
Second.
Second by Amy. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Eight point six. Request to by Derby Shelton Rotary Club to add the use of Derby City Hall for Flags for Heroes. Move to grant Derby Shelton Rotary Club use of the perimeter of Derby City Hall as well as the Derby Green for Flags for Heroes fundraiser.
So moved, Sarah.
Motion made by Sarah. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Sill. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Nine, old business. 9.2. Sidewalk reimbursement for 235 Seymour Avenue. Move to approve sidewalk reimbursement for Palachi Family Trust at 235 Seymour Avenue in the amount of $954. So the sidewalks are the homeowner's responsibility, and when they redo their sidewalks, the city gives a percentage back reimbursement for them maintaining the sidewalk and keeping it safe. So that's what these are. You'll see these periodically on the agenda. So you'll be familiar with those. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Anybody, Mr. Sill, is there a second? You made a second? Sir? Okay. Any discussion?
The thing I would say is it's always good to look where it's the street commissioner was supposed to sign it, and they're both signed by the street commissioner, so they were both okay.
What does it mean by okay? Like they, the square footage and everything is
so correct. They go out and measure. They make sure that the rebar's in there. They make sure everything's done properly. And before they can finish the job, it has to be inspected by Public Works.
And that is governed by an ordinance that was set by the board.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carried. 9.3, sidewalk reimbursement for 239 Seymour Avenue. Move to approve sidewalk reimbursement for Joseph Nataraj at 239 Seymour Avenue in the amount of $270. We have a motion made by Arthur. Is there a second? Second by Robin. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Executive session. 10.1, interim finance director, personal interview. 10.2, Two Factory Street, strategy and negotiations. And 10.3, 1725 Crescent Street, potential litigation. We'll go to the executive session and invite Corporation Counsel, Mark Garofalo, Andrew Backlick, Michael Bolingbrook from Robert Half, and Brian Hull from Robert Half.
I'll make that a form of a motion.
Made by Sarah. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ron. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
And we'll note the time. It's 7:26. And so we're going to pause the recording on
on Zoom. And sorry, we'll pause the reporting on Zoom at 7:26. And then those of you that want to stay on, you could. Well, I'll put you in the waiting room. And then when the meeting starts again, we'll put you back into the Zoom and resume the recording.
And Merry Christmas. You got your Christmas present tonight.
Okay, it's 8:31 p.m. and the Board of Aldermen and Alderwomen are coming out of executive session on their December 14th, 2023 meeting. Mayor?
All right, we're just going to check and make sure there's nobody outside. Farewell.
All right.
Okay. Executive session at 8:32. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Made by Ron. Second?
Second.
Second by George. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Very good. Opposed? Motion carries. 11 regular session action from executive session. 11.1, approve appointment of interim finance director.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to approve the appointment of the Robert Half candidate for interim finance director, subject to the final review and approval of Corporation Council.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Rob. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number 12, Ron.
Motion to adjourn at 8:33.
I have a second?
Second.
Second's there. All in favor?
Aye.
Very good.
Great meeting, guys.
Great holiday.